Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hotline, he is at HoopsWire.com. Great NBA coverage all the time from Sam Amico. Hello, Sam.
What's up, Sam?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We are well. Oh, wow. I just told Dan, last segment we talked about this, and just a second ago, I'm watching game two last night, and I'm rooting for Miami. And then all of a sudden, I found myself rooting for Denver. And then all of a sudden, I was rooting for Miami again. And then I was rooting for Denver again. I don't know the last time I've watched any sporting event where I was actually pulling for both teams. But I think it just goes to show, Sam, how much I appreciate the way that both of these teams have gone about their business during these postseason, these playoffs. It's been phenomenal, and they play the game the right way. And I'm sure that's why I was feeling that way. And I didn't even realize it until about, late in the fourth quarter.
It's funny that you say that, because I've been the same way the whole series. Whichever team is winning, I start rooting for the other team. And it's for the same reason. I love these finals as much as, probably since the Cavs were there. And it's just because the stories are so great for both teams. I mean, you think about Miami dead last in the league in offensive efficiency, had to sneak into the playoffs through the play-in tournament. And I'll be honest, I thought, their little run has come to an end after game one. I just thought of the finals. I thought that's it. I thought it came to an end after they blew a 3-0 lead against the Celtics. And they're just so resilient. And you think about it, guys, there's really no reason for them to be where they are tied 1-1 in the NBA Finals when you look at their roster on paper. Yeah, Jimmy Butler's a real nice player. But beyond that, it really comes down to them, quote-unquote, playing the right way and playing a very determined style. And, of course, the Nuggets, a great story, having been together, with Jokic and Michael Malone and building their team around them. And like you just said, Dan, they've made very small moves around the fringe, around the edges of the roster to build this team. They've done nothing splashy. So it's really, it's kind of refreshing that you these are two teams that didn't have a bunch of free agents joining forces, which that's fine too. But this is just a very different finals in that sense. And I think that makes it, to the diehard fan, I think that makes it really enjoyable.
So maybe this falls under in the realm, Sam, of the diehard NBA fan question that I'm going to throw at you here. And if that's the case, I apologize. If you're the Miami Heat, though, what do you do with Tyler Hero? Are you bringing him back and dropping him? He hasn't played in 7 weeks. Are you dropping him right in the middle of the NBA Finals and hoping for the best? Or are you kind of, okay, maybe we'll talk next year?
I think that's a question they're asking themselves. We keep hearing that he's ready to come back. We keep seeing, video of him shooting around before games. Looks all right. Looks like he's ready to play. Was supposed to come back in game two, and he's not ready yet. So, I don't know. I think that you're thinking long and hard about that if you're the Heat. You know, if you should go down 3-1 or something and lose both games in Miami, then yeah, then maybe you bring him back. But if everything's still going okay, you might not want to disrupt the rotation at this point, you know. And I think that's something that they're weighing as the series goes on.
Sam Amigo joining us from HoopsWire.com. We've talked about, you know, the guys who Miami gets great play out of, winning play, who have just been discarded by other teams. And you can go up and down their lineup, and there are guys there. You know, Caleb Martin cut loose, Cody Zeller unemployed. They get Highsmith out of nowhere. They signed Duncan Robinson as a free agent. Strus was with another team. Gabe Vincent was with another team. They all had looks. And then they ended up in Miami and really got their best, you know, their first real shot in Miami for most of these guys. Sammy, how do they do that? Are they identifying guys or that everybody else is missing? Or are they just better at developing guys, or do they know what fits their system?
I think it's probably they're really obviously, you know, their whole motto is Heat culture. And they really have that kind of winning culture starting from the top. You know, another thing that you know that makes them so rare is Pat Riley has not fired Eric Spoelstra. You know, I mean they've kept the same coach, they've kept the same system, they've kept the same voice. And if you go to Miami, even back in the days of Brad James, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade, you're going to fit into their system. Pat Riley is not a guy who, you know, okay, we're going to rearrange everything because we have big names or small names. We're going to play the same way and take the same approach all the time. And if you don't fall in line with that approach, you're gone. You know, and one of the guys, obviously Kevin Love, had a nice game last night, you know, after not playing. And I just think that he's been kind of reborn in that culture and that system that they have. So, you know, is he going to be a major player in the finals? No, but he's a contributor, as are, you know, obviously guys like Gabe Vincent, Caleb Martin. You know, look at Duncan Robinson, who hasn't played well in about 2 years, had a great game in game two, you know, and I think that it's just kind of the way they operate, and it starts at the top. And so many of those successful organizations in any sport really starts at the top, and you can see that there.
Sam Amico, HoopsWire.com, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Sam, I'm going full blown Vince Lombardi on this one. I can't help it; it's the only way that I can think of saying it, Sam. Kyrie Irving wants LeBron James to be traded from the Lakers down to Dallas to form a big three of Kyrie Irving, Luka Doncic, and LeBron James. Sam, what the hell is going on around here?
I don't know, but I hope for the sake of my website it lasts all summer. I hope that this talk continues on through September. And I'll tell you what. If they do this, if Dallas somehow finds a way to do this, they need to sign Tristan Thompson and Kevin Love in free agency as well. Because, you know, bring the band all the way back together. I'll tell you this, a few things. The first thing is, for LeBron James, my fear is if they did that, remember how we always say, gosh, remember when Shaq played for the Celtics? I think my fear for LeBron James is 20 years from now, will you be saying the same thing about him? Remember when LeBron went to the Mavericks? I just don't know that it's a great idea. That said, it would be a fantastic idea from a marketing standpoint. And, you know, every time I see LeBron and Kyrie want to team up, I just think you could have just stayed in Cleveland. And you'd still would. I bet you they would own at least one more title apiece had they just stayed together with the Cavs. You know, they've done all this bouncing around, switching teams, and it's resulted in one bubble title between them. And I just think, you know, had you stayed in Cleveland, you wouldn't have to be trying to force all these trades to team up and, you know, keep moving around in free agency. I just think you've actually harmed yourself by exercising your right to move to a new team. Had you just stayed together, who knows what you could have done with the Cavs and what your legend would be. So I'll tell you this. You know, if they want to team up in Dallas, I'd be all for it. And I just don't see, if you're the Lakers, what's going to appeal to you to trade LeBron James outside of, you know, we're rebuilding and we're going to get a bunch of draft picks and a bunch of your young players.
Sam Amico joining us, HoopsWire.com. If you're Kobe Altman and you're looking at the NBA Finals and thinking, man, do I need to add some size on the wings because Miami has it, Denver has it, it's looked good here, even though those guys haven't been necessarily the key guys in this series, but it sure has looked good. Do you think you have the assets to go get a guy like that, Sam? Can you get a small forward who can come in here and help you, or are you going to have to go with a track record? Or are you going to have to just keep your fingers crossed and hope that you can find Max Strus or Caleb Martin or somebody who can do something like that for you?
I think you start by looking for a trade. You know, can we get it? And they want to bring in, you know, one of those high level perimeter shooters with some size, 6'6" to 6'9", and you know, you just don't have a lot to offer in terms of going out and making a big splashy move. You're limited by the salary cap and a few other things. You don't want to break up your core. So, again, it's just, you know, it's a matter of finding a fit. And that's what the Miami Heat have done. That's what the Denver Nuggets have done. And I think that, obviously, that offers some promise to the Cavs. You have your foundation in place. You just got to go out and find the right fit, whether it's a, you know, a Gabe Vincent or a Caleb Martin or Josh Hart with the Knicks. If you can go out and find one of those guys, that doesn't make a splash when you make the move. In fact, most people hardly even notice. But if you can, I'm sure that's what the Cavs are looking at. You know, and that's, obviously we're talking about the Cavs, but that really offers promise to a lot of teams who have had a lot of stick-to-itiveness. You know, and it shows that the Heat and the Nuggets show that sticking with things and not constantly trying to turn over the roster can pay dividends. You know, and look, the Milwaukee Bucks did it a couple years ago with the same type of thinking. So I think if you're the Cavs, and Kobe Altman said this at the end of the season, it is, you know, we're going to stay the course and, you know, try to add pieces that we, you know, Phil needs without breaking things up, because then you're just kind of spinning your wheels of constantly breaking things up and really not going anywhere. So, yeah, if you're Kobe Altman, sure, you'll probably try and make a trade for one of those type of players that you just talked about, a big wing. But if you can't do it, you know, there are other methods to going out finding those guys, whether it's free agents or a small-level trade. And I think that's what they're eyeing. They know what their needs are. You know, that they see the same things that we see.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Keep that Kyrie LeBron talk alive.
Yes, sir.
HoopsWire.com. Right away, sir. HoopsWire.com, where you can read all about it and the NBA Finals with our buddy Sam Amico. He joined us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Are you confident that Kobe Altman can find that guy, that piece they need? And I know Sam has told us before he thinks they'll stand pat with the four guys, the core four. I'll tell you if I think they should next on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.